Okay. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis writes: Gufa Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel V'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shemen Zayis Mevarchen Alav Bori Pri Ha'etz. So the Gemara asks: Hechi Dami? When do you make a Ha'etz on Shemen Zayis? Ilei Medikash Shasi Lei. If we're talking about that you're drinking it by itself, Ozuke Mazik Lei. You Mazik. Pashat Pshat is that you Mazik yourself. Somebody's shown him a lashon that you Mazik the Shemen. Pashat Pshat is that you mazik yourself by drinking the shemen. So the Gemara assumes that you shouldn't make a bari pri ha'etz on shemen if you mazik yourself. Why not? Why shouldn't you make a bracha bari pri ha'etz if you mazik yourself? The Tanya says the Gemara, we find a similar notion by truma. Hashos shemen shel truma mishan es akeren ve'ena mishan es achomesh. Someone who drinks shemen by itself of truma will pay keren but doesn't have to pay chomesh. We know a person who eats truma, zar sha'ach al truma b'shogeg, has to pay keren b'chomesh. That's a special fine if he eats it b'shogeg. Or if he drinks a regular michael of truma, if he drinks grape juice, let's say, of truma, then he has to pay keren b'chomesh if he drinks it b'shogeg. But, says the Baraisa, someone who shows the shemen shel truma pays keren, but not chomesh. Why doesn't he pay chomesh? Presumably because he's mazik himself. Ki yochal prat l'mazik, ki yochal kodesh b'shogeg. Problematic, says the Rashi. Why does he pay Karen, though? He pays Karen because there's no difference between him and a person who's mazik, mamon, chavero. Of course he has to pay Karen. He's mazik the mamon. He's certainly mazik the truma. He's destroying the truma by ingesting it, by swallowing it. But since he's mazik himself, he doesn't have to pay chomesh. The extra fine of chomesh that exists by ochel truma b'shogeg, it will not exist if he's mazik himself. See, this is how the Gemara interprets. Yes?
Is it since makes him feel bad,
we'll get to the details as to what mazik exactly means. But that's what the Braisa says. Braisa says that if someone shows the shemen shel truma, he doesn't pay chomesh. So the Gemara is putting two and two together, saying that the reason for that is because he's mazik himself. Of course, hasach shemen shel truma, mishalim esach karen, mishalim esach chomesh. Someone who anoints himself with oil, that's a normal way of using shemen, so he will have to pay chomesh. He is deriving benefit from the shemen. And he's a zar, he's a non-kohen, so he's not allowed to derive benefit from the shemen shel truma. So therefore, he's going to have to pay chomesh. So there's a distinction that the Brice is drawing between someone who's sach shemen shel truma, where he uses the shemen, he derives benefit from the shemen in the normal fashion, and someone who's mazik himself with the shemen. So the Gemara is saying, just like a zar sheshos shemen shel truma doesn't pay chomesh because he's mazik himself, yochal prat l'mazik. So too, someone who shows the shemen, not shel truma, shemen shel chulin. Someone who shows the shemen will not make a bari pri ha'etz because he's mazik himself. So it doesn't make any sense. The statement Rabbi Yochanan made or Shmuel made that shows the shemen is mevarach bari pri ha'etz must not be talking about when you're drinking the shemen by itself. You must be drinking it in some kind of a mixture or some other circumstance. The Gemara is going to fill us in as to how exactly you're drinking the shemen that you're going to make ha'etz on it. But one thing is clear, says the Gemara, you're not drinking it by itself. The question remains, what exactly does this Gemara mean? The fact that you're mazik yourself, so that prevents you from making a bracha? The fact that you're mazik yourself, if you're zar, she'achal truma, but in a way, if you're ochel, in a way that you're mazik yourself, so that hinders you from chomesh? Why does the quality of mazik hinder you both from a bracha and from the chiyuv of chomesh? So the simple pshat in the Gemara is to say that if someone is mazik himself, what's lacking? Help. What's lacking? Hana. Person is mazik himself, he's not deriving benefit. He's not nana. So if he's not nana, we know that the mechayev of bracha, at least according to the maskan of the Gemara, the mechayev is also lehonos min olam hazeh lo bracha. Presumably the mechayev is hana. So if you don't have any hana, there's no chiyuv bracha. Similarly, someone who shows the shemen shel truma, he perhaps if he's mazik himself, he's not deriving any benefit from that truma, so maybe he's not chayav chomesh. Maybe the chayav chomesh is like me'ila, just like someone who's mo behegesh is nene mikotche shamayim. He has to be nene mikotche shamayim is chayav karbon me'ila. So just like by hegdish, if you're not nene, there's no chayav. So too truma, truma is a type of hegdish. So even though the pasuk says ki yochal kodesh b'shkoga, but perhaps the Gemara means to say that ki yochal requires hanah. If you don't derive any benefit from the truma, there's no chayav of chomesh. So that could be the simple understanding of the Gemara. Who, in fact, takes that approach to the Gemara?
Rashi.
Not Rashi. But who? Did you see? Not the Rif. Anyone? I'm sorry? Who takes the approach of the Gemara that the concept of mazik tells me that the person is not men? The Meiri. The Meiri says that the reason why the person who shows the shemen is shows the shemen shochum is potter because of mazik, and shows the shemen is potter from a bari priho eight is because he's not nan at all. That's the lashon of the Meiri, which I asked you to see. Meiri in source one says hashos the shemen zayis levado hein the refuah kigon choshish begrono hein shelo the refuah. Again, choshish begrono means he's drinking it plain. It doesn't matter that he's choshish begrono. The fact is, he's not drinking it through a mixture. So either if he drinks it lirafua because it's choshish begrono or not, he's drinking it by itself. Ein amavar klal, says the Meiri, she'ein kan shum hanoh. Ve'ader rabbalin yin hazono niyam mazik ulaguf. Meiri says there's no benefit that he's deriving from this shemen. Fakert, ader rabbah, le'inyan hazona, le'inyan nutritional benefit. He says he's mazik lebuf. It's not going to give him any nutritional benefit. That's a chiddush. I would say that there is nutritional benefit, but maybe it'll give him a stomach ache or it'll be mazik him. Meiri says no. There is no nutritional benefit. I guess he's saying that in the scheme of things, if you equate or if you take into account both the nutritional benefit of the shemen and the hezek that it's doing, we call this a hezek. We wouldn't call it zon. We wouldn't call this a zon. This approach that the Meiri suggests is echoed by the Ritva as well. Ritva is a line where he actually has the other pshat, that mazik means mazik the shemen. We're not going to focus on that. Pashut pshat is it means mazik the guf, mazik the person. But the end of the Ritva is, since he's mazik the shemen, v'lo chashiva hanoa klal. The Ritva takes the approach of the Meiri that the reason why mazik will be parted from a bracha and also be parted from chomesh is because there is no hanah. If you're mazik yourself, you're not deriving benefits. The mechayev of chomesh is hanah. The mechayev of bracha is hanah. So therefore, there's no chiyuv. Yes, Jeff.
Is this any oil?
Let's say olive oil, regular oil from an olive. Okay. We're specifically talking about olive oil. Obviously, we're talking about other kinds of oil. You're not going to make eat something anyway. Right? Bori Priha eggs is going to be limited to olive oil. Yes?
So then, at least according to the Meiri, the Hanah is not just a physical pleasure, because when you're putting olive oil in your mouth and you're tasting, you are deriving some kind of physical pleasure.
From the taste?
From the taste. We're saying that
not sure. We'll see about that later. I'm not so sure that you're deriving benefit from the taste, but we'll see.
Okay, so no physical benefit, but we're not going to. It's halakhically not considered hanah.
I think he's saying something different. I think he's saying even if there's physical benefit, if you do a chemical test, it'll turn out that the person gained some calories, but the hezek that he's doing is so great, that it's going to offset whatever benefit he's going to get from the nutrition that's contained within the shemen.
I don't understand how you can say that it's going to offset the nutrition value, especially if we're saying that he's eating it for food.
Refuah doesn't mean that there's nutritional value, it's that there's some other value.
Well, it helps you get better. So I don't understand what the...
So you're saying that's a hanah too?
Well, of course.
I think when we talk about hanah, we're talking about physical hanah. Nutritional hanah is physical hanah. Medicinal hanah, is that a physical hanah to the goof? That's a michael? That's a hanah due to eating? I think when we talk about hanah due to eating, we're specifically referring to nutritional benefits, some kind of benefit related to food. I don't know if medicinal benefit would be called a benefit related to food, so maybe broccoli was not excluded on that kind of benefit. Perhaps.
Yeah. What's the difference between the first remaining?
We're gonna look at it in a moment. Yes.
And how would he be excluding this case from what you were probably saying before about starting from an Israel with broccoli and taking ownership of food over?
Not necessarily, because everyone still agrees that the mechayev is some kind of hanah. So without hanah, perhaps everyone would say that there's no chiyuv in bracha. Okay. This is one approach. That the reason why mazik will part you from bracha and from chomesh is because there's no hanah whatsoever. If you look at Rashi, though, on the sugya, even though the intuitive approach is that there's no hanah, Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi seems to say something very different. Ozuke mazik, says the Rashi, legufe. Notice Rashi doesn't say like the Ritva, ozuke mazik means you mazik the shemen. Rather, it's mazik legufe, you mazik yeguf. That's what most Rishonim say. Ozuke mazik legufe, ve'enzo achila, says the Rashi. Enzo achila shetu'una bracha, the gabi bracha v'yachalta ksiv. It says, v'yachalta v'savata v'yrachta. regarding Birchas Hamazon. Interesting. Right? So it says, V'achalta legabe bracha achrona, legabe Birchas Hamazon. So Rashi extrapolates from that for bracha rishon as well, you need achila. Without achila, you're not going to be chayev in bracha rishona. The Tanya, he says, the lav bar achila hi. How do you know that shemen is lav bar achila, and when you drink the shemen, that's not called achila? We quote from the Brice of Truma, Mishalim is sakar because he's mazik chavero b'mamono, ve'em mishalim chomesh, v'gabei chomesh achila, k'siv, says the Rashi, v'ish ki yofa kodesh b'shkoga, prat la mazik. There's a need for achila, since it says ki yofa, in the process, there has to be achila, so you'll be plucked from chomesh because there's no achila. Rashi doesn't mention the word hanoa once. Rashi says it's not achila. Now, if he meant it's not achila because there's no hanoa, he should have mentioned that. He doesn't say anything about hanoa. It sounds like the focus is not whether you're deriving benefit. Rashi admits that you are deriving some kind of benefit, as Moshe is pressing us to say, right? You are deriving some kind of benefit. There's no nutritional benefit whatsoever. What's there is? Rashi is saying that even though you are deriving benefit, it's not called achila. There's a halakhic definition of what is called achila, and this kind of achila, this kind of ingesting, if you will, is not called achila. Since it's not called achila al pidin, first, it's not going to be chaykomish, nor is he going to be able to make a bracha. Now, why is it not called achila? What's lacking? The answer probably is, this is what we call achila shelo kedarkam. This is an abnormal way of eating. If a person eats achila shelo kedarkam, al pidin, that's not called achila. So maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi admits that, of course, you're getting hanoah. But it doesn't matter that you're getting hanoah. The fact that you're getting hanoah in an abnormal fashion, that's called an achila shlokedako, since the pasuk v'achalta by bracha requires achila, and kiyochal that it says by truma, by zar shochal truma requires achila, without achila, there's no chiyuv of chomesh, there's no chiyuv bracha. This, it seems to me, is what Rabbeinu Yonah had in mind as well. Okay, if you look at the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah, on the riff with this new Gemara, it's very hard to find everything. See if I can find it. Different Surahs Hadas in the riff. I wish they had left it the same. Where are we? Rabbeinu Yonah at the end of the sugya. Vishasi le mishti avape nafshi she'enu ma'arev l'sham shum dover klal. You don't mix up anything with the shem, you just drink it by itself. Ozuke maskile, ve'eno mavar v'akla, one hat, she'ein ze derech hanosh. She'ein ze derech hanosh. This is not derech hanosh. Rabbi Yonah doesn't say it's not hanosh. Rabbi Yonah admits it's hanosh. He says, ein ze derech hanosh. She'koldova she'mazik ein v'arach hanolov v'akla. That's what the Rabbi Yonah says. Rabbi Yonah and Rashi seem to be taking a different approach. They seem to say that someone who shows Hashem Levan is deriving some kind of benefit. But since it's not derech hanoah, since it's an achilah shelo kedarko, therefore it's not included within the chiyuv of chomesh. It's not included within the chiyuv of bracha. These are the two approaches to the sugya. Either that mazik means that the person is not nene whatsoever, he's not deriving any benefit, or even if he is being nene, but since it's a hanoah shelo kedarko, that's not included within the lashon achilah that the pasuk has. These two approaches are going to be very, very important for a later discussion, which we'll have, as to whether you actually are deriving benefit from this shaman or not deriving benefit. But we'll leave this point at this moment. We'll leave it at that. From the lashon of most of the Rishonim, from Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, the impression you get is that a person who shows the shaman, not only does he not make ha'eitz, he doesn't make a bracha whatsoever. Rabbeinu Yonah writes explicitly that someone who shows the shaman, einam avarech kla. Did you catch that lashon? Here's the lashon. Ozuke maskile ve'enam avarech alav klal she'en zederech hanoh. Rabbi Yonah says that you're not going to make a bracha at all. This is the position of most Rishonim. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch passes this way. Shulchan Aruch and Tzimin Reish Bei Siv Dalet on the Maram Mechalitz. Shulchan Aruch writes, Shemin Zayis and Shisol Kamos Shehu Einam Avarech Alav Klav. Shim the azuke mazikle. There's no bracha at all. This is in sharp contrast to the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in Brachas Perikhes Halacha Beis, the Rambam introduces something very creative here. that before we got to the Rambam, we would have never imagined that this should be the case. The Rambam says that on Shemen, Al Hashemen B'tchilu Mavarech Bore Pri Ha'etz, B'medvar Mavarech Sharechoshish B'grono, B'shosem in Hashemen Im Mehashlokos. That's what the Gemara is going to say later on. You're drinking the Shemen together with something else, so since you want it for medicinal purposes, it's the ikar, it's the primary ingredient in the mixture, so you'll make Ha'etz on the Shemen. Avol, says the Rambam, Im Shosa Hashemen Levadam, if you drink the Shemen by itself, O Shaloha Yachoshesh B'grono, or even if you're drinking it as part of a mixture, but you are not, that you don't have a sore throat, so you don't need the shemen, so then it's not the primary ingredient of the mixture. Then says the Rambam, Mivarech alof shahakol. Then you don't make ha'etz, you make a shahakol. Shahakol? Who mentioned shahakol? Says the Rambam, Mivarech alof shahakol. Why? Why don't you make ha'etz? Why do you make a shahakol? Sharei lo nene b'tam ha'shemen, says the Rambam. Since he didn't derive any benefit from the tam ha'shemen, the taste of the shemen, so therefore ha'etz is inappropriate, but you should still make a shahakol. Wow, what a Rambam. Very strange idea in the Rambam. Referring back to the fact that you don't make ha'etz on this shemen, then you're only going to make a shahakol.
I thought he was explaining why you make a shahakol.
No, no. You make a shahakol because you're not deriving benefit? Yeah, doesn't seem to be... Right, the cause and the effect seems to be missing. I think the cause is that You won't make a ha'etz. You won't make the regular bracha because you're not nene b'tam ha'shemen. I think that's what the Rambam is. So we'll have to figure out. That's exactly the kasha. The kasha is manasha. If you are deriving benefit enough to make a shahakol, so you should make a bari pri ha'etz. You should make the regular bracha. If you're not deriving enough benefit to make a ha'etz, so why should you make a shahakol either? If the mechayev bracha is getting hanos, le hanos minolos et la bracha. So if you make enough of, if you get enough on us, you should make ha'etz, just like you normally make on shemen, if you have it with a mixture. And if you're not deriving any on from the shemen, if you say no nene b'tam ha'shemen, so you should make a shahakol either. What kind of a compromise is the Rambam drawing here? Ha'etz, you don't make a shahakol, you do it. What kind of a pshar is this? This is the kasha that the Tur asks on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah quotes it. Very difficult Rambam. What kind of a pshar is this? Ha'etz, no shahakol, yes. The Bach, on that tour, offers an answer for the Rambam. You tell me what you think about this Bach. The Bach says, Taimo, the reason for the Rambam is what? The Mefarish Hadukah Omer B'Gemara, the Rambam explains the Gemara differently. The Rambam has a totally new pshat, a third pshat. The Rambam explains that when the Gemara says Ilema de Kashasi le Mishti Ozuke Mazik le Hachi Perusho, this is what it means. Bim Kane, if you'll tell me that you're Mazik, Amai Ka Amar Rabbi Yochanan de Mevarech Lev Bar Pri Ha'etz, why do you make the Bracha Haruya? Rabbi Yochanan says that you make Ha'etz on Shemen. The Rambam learns that the Kasha of Ozuke Mazik is going on that. Why do you make Ha'etz? Why do you make the regular Bracha? You shouldn't make the regular Bracha. The Gemara is not asking you shouldn't make a bracha at all. The Rambam learns that the Gemara is asking why do you make the regular bracha? Ha'etz, you should make a shahakol. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Says the Bach, Aval hop shitahu, but the Rambam assumes that the davar pashut came in the nene, b'shar de kashasi lay the tzarech levar shahakol. The Rambam understands that since you are nene, claims the Bach, at the time that you're drinking, presumably what the Bach means is Ozuke Mazaga means ultimately, eventually it's going to be Mazaga, it's going to give you a stomachache, it's going to hurt you internally. But initially you want Nene from it. The Rambam holds it, since you're Nene B'shas Shtia, there's a chiyah to make a bracha shahakol. Ha'etz you're not going to make because it's going to be Mazaga with itself, but because you're Nene from the beginning, says the Bach, the Rambam claims that you make a shahakol on the Shemen. This is how the Bach interprets the Lashon of the Rambam. Very, very difficult shot in the Rambam. Yes? I don't think so. Yes, the Mishnah is saying something very different. I think the Bach is a very difficult shot in the Rambam. What's the Bach saying? The Bach is saying that you're Nene from the Shemen now, even though you're Mazik yourself later on, the fact that you're Nene now requires a Shahakol. Since you're Mazik yourself to resolve, you shouldn't make Ha'et. You shouldn't make the regular Bracha. But Shahakol, you certainly should make.
So what does the Rambam mean when he said, Lo Nene b'tam
ha'shemen? Atazon. What does the Rambam mean? According to the Bach, you are being Nene from the Shemen. The Rambam says, you're not Nene from the Tam HaShem. What's the Rambam talking about? The Bach is very difficult. The Bach seems to assume that even according to the Rambam, you want Nenef from the Shemen. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says he did not Nenef from the Tamar Shemen whatsoever. So this is what the Bach says, but I think it's a very difficult shot in the Rambam. Yes? We'll see. We'll see. The question is, well, I'm not sure what the answer is in terms of whether it harms you. The question is, are you deriving benefit from it or not deriving benefit? We'll see that in a moment. The question is, how do you define the word mazik? Does mazik mean it harms you? Or maybe if it's bad, even if it doesn't harm you per se, if there's something bad about it, maybe you should make a bracha anyway. We'll see in a moment.
Then someone who's lactose intolerant, should they not make a bracha on any dairy products they're with?
That might relate to this point. It might be mazik you, but we'll see in a moment, you might derive some kind of a benefit from that. As opposed to Shemin, that you might not be deriving a benefit. I'll get to these points a little bit later on. Yes, Moshe.
And so, I don't understand, what's the comparison to vinegar here? Office?
Let's see the back. I think the Bach means to say that even though the chometz is going to be mazik you later, you still have to make a shahakol because you're nene from it at the time of the shiur. That's how the Bach is understanding.
Why?
A person wants to take a little chometz because he likes the sour taste of it. And why else does he take the chometz? He's taking it for the nutritional benefit later.
I don't
think so. I think the Bach means that he feels a benefit. He enjoys the sour taste. Sometimes he likes to take a little bit of chometz in your mouth, gives you a tart kind of flavor in the mouth. Maybe some people like that. I don't really understand why, but I guess some people do like that. Okay, so this shot in the Rambam seems to be very difficult. The Bach seems to say the reason why you make a shakal according to the Rambam is because you are nenev shashkia. Might be mazik you lebesof, right? But since you're nenev shashkia, there's a chiyuv to make a shakal. The Rambam, though, seems to say that there is no hanan. You're not nenev tamar shemen. So why should you make a shakal? The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam mentions the tour, and I think he gives a different answer. Because the Mishnah says, Rabbeinu Mefarish lo amru in the Shasi le Azuke Mazik, Elo lafuke masha amru she yivarech alav bari kri ha'etz. Abol kevan the Abol gav the Azuke Mazik nenehu mevarech shahakol. Even though he's Mazik himself, since he is Nene, he makes a shahakol. Even though he's Mazik himself, since he is Nene, he makes a shahakol. I see, Abi, what you're saying, that you think the Kesef Mishnah says the same as the Bach. I don't think the Kesef Mishnah, I don't think you have a holding to say that he said the same as the Bach. The Bach is very careful to say that the Hana is immediately at the time of the Shtir. It's exclusively at the time of the Shtir. I don't think the Kesef Mishnah is saying that the Hana is exclusively at the time of the Shtir. The Kesef Mishnah might be saying, even though you are Mazik yourself, but you're also Nene as well. And because you're Nene as well, you should make a shahakol on that Hana. What does he mean to say? This also seems difficult. How can you say that you're Nene as well? Because the Mishnah says that the Rambam holds your Nene as well from the Shemen, and that's why you're going to make a shahakol. Doesn't the Rambam say, Eino Nene b'tam HaShemen? You know what the key word in the Rambam is? You got it. Tam HaShemen. What do I mean? There are two kinds of Hana. Achron, in a different context, point out that there are two kinds of hana in the Torah. One is called hana'as garam, and the other is called hana'as meyav. Hana'as garam means benefit that you derive from something because of its taste. Probably a better definition would be hana'as cheikh, not hana'as garam. Right? Really, it's the hana'as the palate, not so much the throat. You don't taste buds in the throat, as far as I know. But they call it hana'as garam, so we'll just call it hana'as. Hana'as garam is benefit that a person receives from the taste of something. And then there's hana'as me'ayim, or hana'as me'ayim, that they sometimes refer to. Hana'a in the belly. What does it mean, hana'a in the belly? Nutritional benefit. Not from the taste, but nutritional benefit. Hana'as garam and hana'as me'ayim. Could be that which the Gemara says that Shemen is mazik. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that there's no nutritional benefit from that Shemen. What does mazik mean? It gives you a stomachache? The truth is, if you eat a little bit of Shemen, it's going to give you a stomachache. It's going to be terrible feeling. If you eat a fair amount of Shemen, I don't think it'll give you such a terrible stomachache. What does mazik mean? Faker, there was someone who said over here that someone might enjoy the taste of shemen. I think faker. The point is that it's a bad tasting item. It hurts. It's painful.
You might benefit from it nutritionally. It might add some calories to you, but it doesn't taste good. I think most people would admit that taking shemen, it just doesn't taste good. No, it tastes good to drink. Oily shemen is a lashon of one of the rishonim that because of rov shamnum nisa, because there's such a like a gooey sense to the shemen, it just doesn't taste good. Like a medicine, right? If someone told you you gotta take the shemen, so if you take it, you sort of gulp it down. It doesn't taste good. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. You're mazik, not in the sense that you're really mazik that there's no nutritional benefit to it. You're really hurting yourself, not hurting yourself. But it's painful to you to take. It's painful to take. Namely, there's no hanas garam, but there is hanas meyav. I think that's the pshat and shem. And that's meduyak in the Rambam. The Rambam says that eino nena b'tam hashemen. You're not nena from the taste of the shemen. There's no hanas garam. Is there hanas meyav? Of course there's hanas meyav. And I'll make a proof to this. The Gemara earlier said that shemen is mezen zayin, right? Mishka is mezen zayin. What does that mean, mezen zayin? It sustains a person, or it can give some kind of nutritional benefit to the person. That was the previous Gemara we saw. Mishka is mezen zayin. So it's a pellet, right? We quote it from the Iri that shemen is only mazik. There's no hazana. It's a little bit strange. The Gemara itself says Mishka is mezen zayin. So you could say that all that the Meiri had in mind is that it's offset, the hazana is offset by the hezek. But I think it's much simpler to say there is hanas meyav by shemen. What there isn't is hanas garo. There's no benefit from the taste. It tastes yucky. It tastes yucky. If you'll use slightly less rigorous words. Doesn't taste good. But there is hanas meyav. Maybe that's what the Rambam meant. That mazik in the Gemara means that the taste isn't good, and that's why you're not going to make Ha'etz, but you will make a shahakol. Since you are nene b'hanas meyav, you will make a shahakol, but you're not going to make the regular bracha, because you're not deriving benefit in a full sense. You're not deriving benefit in a full sense. You're not deriving both hanas garon and hanas meyav, so therefore you're not going to make ha'etz, but you will make shahakol.
This is the Rambam
according
to whom?
The Rambam according to whom? I think this is the Rambam according to the Kesef Mishnah. This could be what the Kesef Mishnah has in mind. That even though a person is mazik himself, what does it mean it's mazik himself? As the Rambam himself says, ain't no nana b'tam hashemen. Even though a person is not nana from the tam hashemen, he is nana. What do you mean he's nana? He's nana b'meyav. Because he's nana b'meyav, he's supposed to say shahakol. Maybe that's what the Kesef Mishnah had in mind. You could interpret the Kesef Mishnah as the same as the Bach, but because the Kesef Mishnah does not elaborate the way the Bach does, he doesn't say that the Hanoah is B'shash Shvia, as opposed to later, I think the Kesef Mishnah is talking broadly. I think he's saying, even though there is the quality of Mazik, since you are Nenet, you're still going to make a bracha. So it seems to me that it's more mistabra to say that the quality of Mazik is exactly what the Rambam says. You see, I'm beholden to the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam himself says, what is the reason why you're not going to make Ha'etz on the Shemen? It's because Shemen on Nenev is on Hashem. Right? So I have to think of something to try to explain those words. And the answer might be, you're not Nenev HaNaz Garam. What does the Kesef Mishnah mean when he says that you are Nenev? Perhaps he means that you are Nenev B'meyav, and therefore there's a Chiyav to make a Shehakal. Yes, Jeff?
So doesn't the Rambam say different halacha that in medicines
you don't make a bracha on medicines because they're not food, but the shemen is a food, and you want the nana nutritionally from the shemen, therefore there's a chiyuv shahakol.
But that's syrup.
The question is whether the syrup is food or not. If there is sugar in the syrup and it really tastes good, so then maybe you will be nana from it. Is there hanas meyav from the sugar in the syrup? It might be insignificant. I don't know exactly if you're nana from the syrup. As we continue with the hemshech of the Gemara, we'll talk about medicines. When do you make a bracha on the medicine? When do you not make a bracha? That's a very important issue. When you have mixtures of food together with medicines, the medicines are not royal achila, but the medicine is royal achila, but the mixture of it is not royal achila. We'll have to discuss exactly when you do make a bracha on the medicine. Yes.
This one fit with the Bach, right? Because the Bach would say
you're not fitting with the Bach. The Bach says that you're going to be masik with yourself, but you're nana b'tchila. Because the Mishnah might be saying that you're not nana b'tchila. The exact opposite of the Bach. The Lashon of the Rambam indicates that you're not nana b'tchila. You're not nana b'tam. But the Kesef Mishnah claims you are nemet. What do you mean you are nemet? I'm suggesting maybe the pshat of the Kesef Mishnah is you have a nas mea, but you don't have a nas garo. So that's why her aids is unsuitable, but shahakol is still appropriate. What does this mean? How does this help us? Let's take it another level. How does this help us? We said that there are two types of hanah. There's hanah's garon and hanah's meyav. So we said, if you have a full hanah, so then ha'etz is appropriate, and if you don't have a full hanah, so then shahakol is more appropriate. What kind of a halach is that? If hanah's meyayim is considered a full hanah, so you should make ha'etz due to the hanah's meyayim. And if it's not a good enough hanah, so why do you make a shahakol in it? I've created a construct here. I said there are two types of hanah, but how does that help us? Let's try to better understand this concept. Yes?
Most foods have both, and therefore
most foods have both.
So you take one away, you know, you don't get a shahakol.
But what is shahakol? What is shahakol different than the regular bracha that for the regular bracha you need a full hanah, a double hanah, both hanahs garon and hanahs meyav. And for shahakol, hanahs meyav is sufficient even if you don't have hanahs garon. Yes?
Because hanah meyav is for every single food, but the garon is for the meat food.
Interesting. I think to put it a little bit differently, I think we have to take one step back. We have to look at the Mechayev of Bracha Rishona once again. Look back at the Gemara. You have to look at the beginning. Go back to the very beginning and try to fine-tune our understanding of the Mechayev of Bracha Rishona. And if we do so, perhaps we might better understand this as well. Again, the Naskon of the Gemara on the Pei is that Bracha Rishona is derived from what? From Mishkara. Asu lehanos min ha'olam hazeh lo bracha. Now, if you look at the Gemara simply, superficial understanding of that Gemara, the impression you get is, what's the Mechayev? What obligates a person to make a Baruch Rishon? What action must he do to make a Baruch Rishon? What do you think?
Hanah!
You have to get Hanah. Asu lehanos min ha'olam hazeh lo bracha. Now, of course, that couldn't be what the Gemara means. Because if getting Hanah is going to be Mechayev Baruch Rishon, then you should have to make a bracha on Soch B'Shemen B'Shemen. If you suck a satzel with shaman, if you anoint yourself with shaman, you're also getting hanah. So shouldn't you make a bracha for that? It must be that the Gemara is not saying that whenever you get a hanah, you have to make a bracha rishona. That's not true. Because we know there are examples in which a person can get hanah, and if he doesn't make a bracha rishona. So that line of the Gemara can't be understood so broadly. Well, if that's the case, then how do we understand that line of the Gemara? Good. So what you have to say is, the Gemara means to tell us that you're chayav to make a bracha rishona if you're nene b'derech achila u'shisiyah. It's not enough to be nene b'derech sicha, but it's necessary to be nene b'derech achila u'shisiyah. Through eating and drinking. Hanah, through eating and drinking, demands a bracha rishona. Well, if that's our definition, let's take that one step further again. How do you define achila u'shisiyah al pidin? How does the Torah define achila u'shisiyah? We find circumstances in which a person is doing the act of eating. He's physically eating, he's swallowing something, and yet the Torah does not recognize that as a formal achila. What's a good example of that? Yes?
Achila gasa, I think.
Achila gasa in certain circumstances, or achila shlokadaka. Achila shlokadaka. Sorry?
Less than a
kazayis. Okay, we'll get to less than a kazayis later. But achil shlokadaka is the classical example. Someone who's ochel in an abnormal fashion, the Torah doesn't view that as the real achila. This is the Gemara Psachim, and the Rambam codifies this as well in Hilchos Macholos Asuros. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Yud, Kol ochlin hu asurin, ein ochayev alein at shiochal osan derech hanoya. Except for kiliyah kerem and basa b'cholav, which the Torah does not refer to b'lashon achila. Whenever there's a machalas asurah that the Torah asks with a lashon achila, lo socha, lo sochlu, etc., a person is only chayiv if he eats them kederach achila. Min haTorah, a person is only chayiv if he eats a kederach achila. Min haRabbanan, there might still be an issur. Min haTorah, though, there's no chayiv unless he eats a kederach achila. Why not? Because shalom kederach was not called achila. One could suggest, therefore, that if the Mechayev of Baruch Rishon is Hanah B'derech Achila Shisiyah, and we know that Kol HaTorah Kula Achila means Achila Kedarko, so if someone eats Shalom Kedarko, there should be no Chiyuv Bracha. Because that's not called Hanah B'derech Achila Shisiyah. You see, we've taken the basic Gemara, the Mechayev is Hanah, but we've elaborated or we've embellished on that basic machayev. We've said that the hanah has to be hanah b'derech achila u'shasiya. But now, because of our understanding of what achila is in other areas of halacha, we can extrapolate the brachos as well, perhaps, that a hanah shlo b'derech achila u'shtiya al pidin is not called a hanah for which you're chayev in bracha. This could be the approach of Rov Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi, the Ritva, the Shulchan Aruch, all of the Rishonim who paskin, that if you're shows Hashem and there's no chi of bracha whatsoever, not even charcoal, what do they hold? They hold that the mechayev of bracha Rishonim is hanah b'derech achilu shesia al pidin. You have to derive benefit through achila or shtia, and that achila is defined as achila the way the Torah defines achila elsewhere. Okay, so if you're nana shalom b'derech achila, even if you swallow, even if you do the physical act of eating, but if you're nana shalom b'derech achila al pidin, you're not going to be chayiv in the bracha rishona. This is the position of Rov Rishonim, that for shemen, if you drink the shemen, you're not going to be chayiv in the bracha. Why? Because you didn't do achila al pidin. You ate it shalom kedarko. That's what I meant, that we're going to refer back to the previous machlokes. Right? We're assuming here like Rashi and the Ritva, Rabbi Yonah, right, against the Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, against the Meiri and the Ritva. Right? It's not that you're not deriving any benefit over here. You are deriving benefit, but it's not a chila kedarka. That's it. It's not a chila kedarka. Once it's not a chila kedarka, so then there's no chila kedarka. Yes?
What other examples would there be besides drinking oil, eating something, chila kedarka?
I don't know, you take another substance and you eat it in this strange. I'm sorry? Yeah, that would be a good example, actually, yes. If you eat. An example they give in Machalas Asuras is, let's say you melt chalev. If you melt chalev, make it very hot, and then you drink the chalev. So a person might eat chalev, but if they drink the chalev that's hot, it's going to burn his throat. So that's achila shalom kedar. Sorry? Eating raw meat, right? You can take any substance that you're talking about, if you eat it in an abnormal fashion, that's achilah shelo kedarka. So according to Rov Rishonim, achilah shelo kedarka is not machayev in Rav Rishonim, because the machayev in Rav Rishonim is hanah b'derech achilu shesia al pidin. What does the Rambam hold? Yes, you. No, the Rambam is saying that achilah shelo kedarka is not called achilah. That doesn't necessarily mean that achilah shelo kedarka is not machayev bracha. That's exactly what we're going to get to now. What does the Rambam hold? Doesn't the Rambam also subscribe to what the other Rishonim say, that in order to be chayav a bracha Rishonah, you have to have a hanah b'derech achilu u'shtiyah? It could be that the Rambam holds that there really are two tracks to bracha Rishonah. The Rambam holds that there are two mechayav in the bracha Rishonah. If a person derives hanah b'derech achilu u'shtiyah al-pidin, he's chayav to make a bracha haruliyah, the regular bracha that Chazal instituted. Bari pri ha'eitz, bari pri adama, Bari Pri HaGofen, the regular bracha, the bracha haravuyim. Of course, the Rambam subscribes to everything that the Rishonim say, but he just limits it. He says that if you derive hanah from achilu shesia al pidin, so that's what the Chachamim were misaken, the special bracha for each and every type of food. But the Rambam claims that even on achilu shelo kedarka, there is a chiyuv bracha. If someone derives benefit through physical achila, not the sicha, you anoint yourself, there's no chiyuv bracha Rishonim. But if someone derives benefit through some physical achila, let's call it hana'a b'derech bliya, if you will. Hana'a through swallowing. The Rambam claims there is achila bracha. Why? Because you are being nana. That is also called achila. It might not be called achila apidin. Legabi machalas asuras, it might not be called achila. But it is achila. It is an achila for which Chazal were misakin achila bracha. That is a hana'a b'derech achila. It's not a hana'a b'derech achila apidin, but it is a hana'a b'derech achila because it's a hana'a the derech of physical achila. The Rambam claims that there are two mechayim in bracha rishon. There's a hanah through halachic achila, and there's a hanah through physical achila. Hanah through halachic achila will be mechayim a bracha haruya, the regular brachos, pratios, the chazal and sakim for each and every min. But a hanah through a physical achila, through an achila shelo kedarko, Since it's at least an achila, it's a physical achila, you're deriving hanah through the bliya, Chazal were misaken a bracha for that as well. What bracha was, what were Chazal misaken? Not the bracha ruliya. Chazal were misaken a shahako for such a hanah. That is a hanah, it is a hanah b'derech achila, even though it's not a hanah b'derech halachic
Dafka Achilma, but since it's a Hanah through a physical Achilma, Chazal go Masak and a Bracha, but not a Bracha, Ruya, rather, Shehakol.
These are the two tracks that the Rambam suggests. So basically, what comes out according to this is that the Machlokes, Rav Rishon and the Rambam, is whether there's a Chi of Bracha for Hanah, the derech of physical Achilma. Hanah through a physical Achilma. The Rambam says, yes, there's another Machayev. There's a Machayev that Chazal said, you have to make a Shehakol if you're Nene. Even shaloba derech achila al pidin. If you nana through a physical achila, there is a mechayev for shahaka.
So this is much more than a machlok on what is achila, what is not. This is a machlok
on the mechayev of bracha.
What did Chazal have in mind when they established the bracha shahaka in the first place? Did they have this in mind?
I'm not sure if this refers to Shehakol in general or whether Shehakol can play two roles. This might relate to Shehakol in general. Maybe we'll get to that later in the year. But certainly Shehakol can play this secondary role. Shehakol can be the bracha for which you will make if you have an achila shelo kedarko. Any achila which doesn't subscribe to achila al pidin will not make you chayev to make the bracha ruya, but it'll still be mechayev you to make some kind of a bracha. So for that, we have to make a Shehakol. Before we plug this into the Rambam and explain how this fits in with the Hanos Meyav Hanos Grono issue, let me just show you two rayas, two smuchin lekach, two hints to this in the Rishonim, that Shehakol is a bracha that was instituted by Chazal on a Hanoa shelo b'derech achila al pidin, meaning whenever you derive a Hanoa through some kind of ingesting, but this is not an achila al pidin, you'll still be chayav to make a shahakol. First of all, Tosfos later on, Tosfos on Daf Mem Gimel, in talking about the brachos on besamin, of all things, in Dibur Maskel V'yal, Tosfos says, what happens if a person has besamin and he doesn't know whether this is what we would call atze besamim or mine besamim, right? Whether the proper bracha on it is atze besamim, grows from the tree, or mine besamim. What should he do? Mishol evabaya sheyesham besamim v'yesham mine besamim shemiriyach mehenam v'safalei imi min eitz imi min adamahu yesh mefarshim shemavar shahakol niyeh bedvaro v'yakulin imbira shahakol yotzim. Tosfos has the Yesh Mefarshim where he says that, which says that the person who doesn't know whether he should make a bracha bari mina b'samim bari atzei b'samim should make a shahakol. What does shahakol have to do with this? Isn't shahakol a bracha on food? Well, what's going on with the Yesh Mefarshim? It seems like a very strange halacha. And even stranger, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha from some poskim. There are some poskim who say that this is in Source 4 in Siman Reish Tzayin that. The Di'evet, if someone was Mavarech on Reyach Shehakol, he's Yotzeh. I'm not sure if the Mishnah Berurah is talking about the Di'evet, if he finds himself in a situation where he doesn't know if something is Mineh B'Samim or Atzeh B'Samim, he can make the Baruch of Shehakol. But presumably that's Taka what he means. The Di'evet, if you make a Shehakol, you can't be Yotzeh. He quotes a Mogen Giborim who disagrees that even with the Di'evet, you're not Yotzeh. That's not the Matbeah Shetavu B'Chacham with the Baruchas. Shehakol is only on Achila Shtia, not on Reyach, but the Mishnah Berurah does quote the Sheet of the Yesh Mefarshim. What are the Yesh Mefarshim saying? Why should you be able to make a Shehakol on Reyach? So I saw Rebbe Shechter in one of his Svarim, the Ikfei Hatzon, he has a beautiful piece where he develops this notion a little bit, that what Tosfos has in mind with the Yesh Mefarshim is apparently that Hanoah can be Mechayev a Shehakol. Chazal can be mechayev us to make a bracha of shahakol on Hanoah. I'll just add on a little bit to that. That Hanoah is mechayev shahakol if it's bederach achila. It has to be bederach some kind of swallowing. No one would say that smelling something is called achila al pidin. It's not called achila al pidin. But it is a quasi achila, perhaps. Maybe what the Yesh Mefarshim have in mind is that this is called a quasi achila. It's a kind of ingesting. You're taking in the smell. You're swallowing the smell, so to speak. So because you're swallowing the smell, you know, obviously you're not going to make a hadoma, bar piyar gofen. You're not going to make a bracha ruya, but you will make a shahakol. Maybe that's what the Yesh Mefarshim have in mind. And in fact, maybe the Mogen Giborim would agree that there are two tracks to brachos.
Maybe the Magen Gevurah would agree that maybe Shahakal would be appropriate even if I don't have an Achil Alpidin. The Magen Gevurah is simply disagreeing as to whether Reach, taking in Reach, is called Achil at all. It's not called Achil. Shahakal is a problem that's appropriate only for what? Achila. Only if you're Nene B'derech Achila. Even if you're not Nene B'derech Achila Alpidin, maybe you're hired to make a Shahakal, but there still has to be some kind of Achila, some kind of swallowing. If there's no swallowing, how can you make a Shahakal, they'll claim. But who says the Magen Gevurah disagrees with this construct that we're developing? Not necessarily. Maybe he just disagrees with the application for Reach. But clearly from the Yeshiva Farshim you see that Shahakal is a bracha that Chazal instituted on Hana'ah, even if you don't have an Achila Alpidin. Because clearly, smelling something is not called an Achila Alpidin, and nevertheless, the Yeshiva Farshim holds it, you're supposed to make a Shahakal. This is one raya to this Yisod. Yes?
Kedarko is just another way of saying Kedim.
No, Kedarko means the normal fashion. So when I say Alpidin, I mean that the Torah defines that Achila must be in a normal fashion in order to be called Achila.
Okay.
Okay? What's the second raya to this you saw that you can split between the two tracks of the Machayah for Bracha Rishona? Anyone? Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah says that if someone eats Pachos Mikashir, He might not make the bracha haruya laosomin, but he will make a shahakal. Right? That's on the famous Gemara that we quoted earlier. Rabbi Yochanan ate the zayas maliyah. He ate the zayas and he did make a bracha. So the Gemara asks, how could he make a bracha? Kevin the shakle legarine, batzalei shiure. When you take out the pit, the shear of the zayas is no longer a full shear. So how could he have made a bracha? The Tosfos there pointed out, obviously we're only talking about bracha achrona. Because a bracha rishona, there's a chiyah bracha even on a kol shehu. What chiyah bracha would there be on a zayis? Would you make a bari pri ha'etz on the zayis if you eat a kol shehu? Rabbi Yonah says no. If you only eat a kol shehu, since you're not eating kashir, you make a shaka. So he agrees with Tosfos that the discussion of the Gemara is focusing on bracha achrona, not on bracha rishona. Because on bracha rishona, even on bracha kashir, you still would have to make a bracha. But not a ha'etz, you'd only make a shahako. Shahako? What kind of a halacha is that? Why would you make a shahako? Rabbi Yonah says, "Ubapachos mikazayis lo hayel lo levarich elo lefanav bricha shahako kadesh shlo yenem min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha." The mechayev of bracha rishona is asuli hanos min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Rabbi Yonah says, because of that mechayev, there's a chiyuv to make a shahako if you eat pachos mikashir. If you're nene, if the mechayev bracha is hana, and you call achila pachas mikashir hana, so you should have to make the regular bracha. If you're eating a zayis, you should have to make ha'etz. If you're eating a vegetable, you should have to make adama. What kind of an idea is this? If you don't make the bracha ra'uya, you only make shahaka. What kind of a concept is that? The answer is, Rabbeinu Yonah holds that eating pachas mikashir is not an achila. We find this in other areas. The Gemara in Chulin, for instance. Right, remember? The Gemara in Chulin says, Ha'ochel ever min achai pachos mikazayis ein alokim. And it's not only that. Any machalos asuros. If you eat ever min achai, if you eat nevela, if you eat any machalos asuros, pachos mikazayis, there's no malchus, no chiyav malchus. Why not? Says the Gemara. Achiluk says that. It says achila, and pachos mikashir is not called achila. Rabbeinu Yonah is basically saying, look, if achila pachos mikashir is not called achila, so why should I make the bracha ra'uya? Chazal were misaken brachos pratios, specific brachos for each min, only if you have an achila alpidin. But if you're nene from something shelo b'derech achila alpidin, you shouldn't make the bracha ra'uya. But on the other hand, since you want nene b'derech achila, you want nene from some physical act of eating, you want nene from swallowing, Rabbi Yonah holds you're absolutely chayav to make a bracha. A shahakal! Because shahakal was instituted for a hana'ah b'derech, a physical achila. A hana'ah through swallowing, through some kind of physical achila. So these are two approaches in the Rishonim that clearly indicate that even if a person doesn't have achila al-tidin, nevertheless, there might be a chiyav bracha, but not a chiyav bracha that we're familiar with around a shahakal. Shahakal is a bracha that Chazal instituted on a hana'ah through a physical achila, or through a physical ingesting, if you will, according to the
Yesh Mefarshim Tosfos,
even if you don't have Achila, I'll be there. Some kind of halakha. Yes.
Does it matter much that the Iber Nachal of the Rabbin Yonah is a little different from what's in the Rif, as a Gersa, because it says Kazai there, and in the Rif it says Sha'achal Zai.
Why would that make a difference?
Well, it's still less than Shir, but.
Rabbi Yonah says clearly we're talking about that he's even less than the Shir. I think it's the same. Even if the Dibur Masel is different, I think it should be the same. Jeff?
There's a little part should say that by you smelling in the smell, you're natural of the smell.
That's what the Magen Gevura says. Why else should you make a shahakal? Shahakal is a bracha that's instituted on food.
Why should I suddenly say shahakal applies to smelling, to rail? I thought the only way to explain this is by saying that it's not simply that any hanah is machayev shahakal. Because if that's the case, then if you're sochet Hashem, then you should make a shahakal on that too. It must be some kind of ingesting, some kind of hanah through swallowing. Can you think of any other distinction between smelling as opposed to anointing oneself with oil?
I mean, yeah, and if it's a lawyer, then you have your body smelling
your smelling. It's external.
Smelling is external or it's not external?
Swizer.
Smelling is more internal. That's exactly my point. So I'm just saying that's like a swallow. You're ingesting the smell. It's a more internal kind of hanah. That's exactly the point. So that might be mechayev shahakal. Other Rishonim, other Achronim, that Mishabra quotes, might claim that that's not enough. It's got to be real achila. It doesn't have to be achila al pidin, but it has to be a real achila. To be chayim, to make a shahakal. So again, the machlokas Magen Gevurim and the other achronim might be a machlokas in application, not in the general principle. Maybe they all agree that there could be two different machayim and tebracha. There's a machayim of achila al-bidin, and there's a machayim of hanah, but there is a physical achila. That might be another machayim. But the question is re'ach called the hanah of a derech achila at all? Maybe it's not a derech achila at all, even a physical achila, because that's not really eating. That's what some of the Achronim might say. The Yesh Mefarshim might say, no, it is called Derech Achila because you are ingesting. Yes.
According to Tosfos, he said you're suffix what smell it is. So if you didn't have a suffix, what would you say?
If you didn't have a suffix, you'd make a bari mine b'samim or a bari atzei b'samim. Those are the more appropriate brachas for rain. Yesh Mefarshim is saying that if you don't know what the bracha is, so then you can still make shakam because with the end you can make a shakam.
Why don't you just...
That just proves, by the way, that line of the Yesh Mefarshim just proves even more that we're talking about some kind of achila act. Because the Gemara that says that, the Mishnah that says that if you make a shahakal on any min, your yotzi achia, that's talking about food. So what does that have to do with reyach? It must be that reyach might be defined as some kind of achila process because you're ingesting the smell. So that's the havamina that the Yesh Mefarshim Tosfos has. That maybe Masdan as well, that you can make a shahakal to the Evet on Reyes. Yes, Nathan.
Didn't we just there a Marshall Rabbah that says that you don't have to make a rough if you're tasting something?
Yes, but that's because that's not called achila. And according to most Mefarshim, you're spitting it out. You're spitting it out. So you're only tasting it, but you're not ingesting it. So maybe that's the difference between Reyes as opposed to Ti'ima. Yes?
Kind of boring me if somebody's
according to the Yesh Mefarshim, apparently not. There are different brachos, and you can only make minhag b'samim on something that comes from the Adama. You make an atzei b'samim if it comes from an eitz. So if you don't know which one, the better thing to do would be to make a shakal, because if not, it won't... What you might be referring to is that the Gemara says a bar pri Adama can pop the fruits. I guess it doesn't. I guess according to the Yesh Mefarshim, it doesn't. So this can help us explain what? The Rambam! Let's get back to the Rambam. Let's just come full circle. Okay, the Rambam said that if you drink the Shemen Zayis, you don't make a bari pri ha'eitz, but rather you make a shakal. Why? Because he says that since you're not mena d'tam ha'shemen, ha'eitz is an unsuitable bracha, but you should still make shakal. Why? So we explained that the Rambam holds that by shemen, you don't have a nas garam, but you do have a nas me'av. There is nutritional benefit in the shemen, but there is no enjoyment from the taste. We then asked, but if there's only hanas me'av, maybe that's not enough of a hanah to be mechayev a bracha. The answer might be the following. The Rambam claims that in order
to be chayv the bracha haroi. In order to make ha'etz on the shemen, what do you need? You need an achila al midin. Remember, there are two tracks here. Achila al midin is mechayv a regular bracha. Ha'etz, hadama, hagafen. It's mechayv a regular bracha. To have an achila, you need not only hanas meya, but hanas garon as well. The cases that we kept on mentioning, achila shalom kedarko. We're talking about eating raw meat, boiling up the chaylev and swallowing it. You're eating in an abnormal fashion. You're not getting a good taste out of it. So hanas garon, whenever you're lacking hanas garon, that's not a full achila. That's not an achila kedarko. If it's not an achila kedarko, it's not going to get a bracha ru'uya. It's not going to get a full bracha, a bracha mefuretas. The Rambam holds, though, that if you're going to get hanas mayav, if you will get nutritional benefit from the item, because of that hanas, there still is a chiyuv to make a shahakol. Because a shahakol is a bracha that Chazal instituted you without achila abidin. To have an achila abidin, you need hanas garo. Whenever you don't have hanas garo, if you only have hanas mayav, that's not going to be called achila alpidin. If you eat machalas and but you don't have hanas garon, you're not going to be chayim. That's achila shelo kedarko. The Rambam claims that even if you don't have achila shelo kedarko, there still is a chiyuv, there's an obligation to make a bracha, because Chazal instituted the brachas even without achila alpidin. They didn't institute the bracha ra'uya, but they did institute the bracha of shahakol. So basically what we're saying over here is this. The pshat in the Rambam, which I'm saying is basically what the Knesset Mishnah is saying, the pshat in the Rambam is that you're not going to make ha'etz on shemen because you're not nene b'grona. Shelo nene b'tamashan. That's not much what the Rambam says. Why are you going to make shahakol? Because you are nene. How? You're nene b'meya. There is nutritional benefit. Why should that matter? Why should hanaz meya matter if there isn't hanaz garon? The answer is the Rambam disagrees with Rav Rishon, and he claims that the mechayev of bracha is really twofold. There are two tracks. Aside from the bracha ru'uya, which you're chayev to say if there's hana'a b'derech achila al pidin, if a person is deriving benefit from a halachic achila, there's another track that if a person derives benefit even from physical achila, from swallowing, he's also chayev to make a bracha, but it's a different kind of bracha. It's not the bracha ru'uya, but rather it's shahakol. So since the person is nene b'meya, even though he's not nene b'grona, because he's not nene b'grona, he might not be called achila al pidin. It's not a halachic achila, but it still is a physical achila. The Rambam claims a physical achila is enough to be mechayev shahakol, because a hana'a through a physical achila is a mechayev in bracha as well, even if you don't have the halachic achila. This is perhaps what the Rambam holds, and that's why he says that you would make a shahakol on shemen, as opposed to Rav Rishonim who claim no, there's one mechayev in bracha. What's the one mechayev? The one mechayev is achila al pidin. Without a halachic achila, there's no mechayev to bracha b'chlal. There's no bracha ruya and there's no shahakol. There's no split personality here, right? There aren't two approaches to bracha. There's one approach. If you have achila al pidin, fine. If you don't have achila al pidin, there's nothing to do with that.
You were using not one and al pidarko interchangeably. Is that?
Lack of hanas garon is an example of achila shelo kedarko. If you have hanas meyav without hanas garon, that is achila shelo kedarko. No, I think that's a great example of achila shelo kedarko. The normal way to eat something is to have hanas garon. If you wrap it up, that's what the Gemara Pesachim says. If you wrap up matzah, karchol b'siv, so that's an abnormal way to eat. That's not called achila. Because there's no hanas garon, you're not going to feel the ochel in the same way that you normally do. So lack of hanas garon is an example of achila shelo kedarko. Maybe you're not going to be chayav the bracha ru'uya if you don't have achila kedarko, but the Rambam claims that you'll still be chayav shahakol, as some of the other mefarshim said, we pointed out. That there are two tracks to bracha, even if you have a hana through a physical achila, that's not to be chayav your bracha of shahakol, I guess.
Just looking back to what I said before, if you taste the food, then why would that be like guessing the smell?
I guess the pshat is that tasting is only hanas garon, it's not hanas meyav, and hanas garon is not called ingesting. Ingesting means if it goes into your system.
Yeah,
you
need
a shahakol. Right, it's a strange idea. According to that, according to the Eshev Farshim and Tosfos, why should you have to make a bracha on te'ima? Apparently te'ima is less than reyach. That's a very interesting question.
So the
Meiri
is the most
kosher pshat. I'm sorry? So the Meiri is the most kosher pshat, but I don't think it's the... I don't think it's the pshat that that makes the most sense, I should say. Because I think most of us would admit that there's some nutritional benefit from drinking the shemen.
Right.
So how can you say that there really is no hanah? It seems much more logical to me to say that there is hanah, that just as no hanah is garon, so that's not called achila al pidin. It's not called achila al pidin. It's not going to get the bracha ru'uya. The question is, does it still get a shahako? That might be a machlokas, the Rambam and Rav Rishon.
And also you brought up the Gemara on